यो मां पश्यति सर्वत्र सर्वं च मयि पश्यति तस्याहं न प्रणश्यामि स च मे न प्रणश्यति.
श्री कृष्ण स्पीक्स, यो मां पश्यति सर्वत्र, वन हू सीज मी इन एवरीथिंग, सर्वं च मयि पश्यति एंड सीज एवरीथिंग इन मी, तस्याहं न प्रणश्यामि. सो फॉर सच ए पर्सन प्रणश्यामि, आई एम नॉट लॉस्ट, एंड सच ए मैन न प्रणश्यति, नॉर एम आई लॉस्ट टू सच ए पर्सन. सो हियर कृष्णा इज टॉकिंग अबाउट अ वेरी इंटीमेट रिलेशनशिप बिटवीन हिम एंड हिज डिवोटीज, वेर इन ही स्पीक्स एसेंशियली अबाउट हाउ दे आर इंटीमेटली कनेक्टेड. So, yo maam pashyati sarvatra, one who sees me everywhere. Now, how can someone see Krishna everywhere? That can be a vision of not just philosophical penetration, but it's also of devotion. And a person actually learns to love Krishna. Then at one level, it is at the highest level, we could say the gopis, when they are in Vrindavan and on the night of the Rasa dance, when they found that actually Krishna was all attractive and Krishna was waiting for them, and they had actually gone out to be with Krishna, and Krishna suddenly disappeared from them. So they were searching everywhere and they were seeing Tulsi, they were seeing the lotus, they were seeing the deer, and whatever they were seeing was sparking intense remembrance of Krishna in their hearts. And they were reenacting the various pastimes which Krishna had performed, and through that also they were further remembering Krishna with taking different roles in those pastimes. So in this way, essentially, Krishna was manifesting his all attractiveness in a way that would leave everyone at a purely transcendental level, completely absorbed in him. So that is one level of yoma pashyati sarvatra, where the yogi is so deeply absorbed in Krishna, the yogi sees nothing except Krishna everywhere. Yoma pashyati sarvatra. And then there is sarvam cha mai pashyati. Sarvam cha mai pashyati means the person sees me everywhere. So what does it mean to see Krishna everywhere? Or rather, sarvam cha mai pashyati. Mai means in me. To see everything in me. So to see Krishna everywhere and to see everything in Krishna, that can mean, as I said, the highest level, and there is a personal relationship with Krishna, and there is the level of intimacy with Krishna where one sees Krishna directly, then this refers to that level of one-to-one reciprocation. But another level, it can also refer to yomam. A devotee sees everything and is reminded of Krishna through everything. So Srila Prabhupada would see a flatbed truck and he thought, oh, this is something where we can put Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, and we can have an improvised Rath Yatra over here on the such a truck. And so whatever a devotee sees, a devotee remembers Krishna thereby. And that is the wonder, the speciality, the beauty of Krishna's all attractiveness. So, yo maam pashyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mai pashyati. So that means, you see, everything is connected with Krishna, everything is meant for the service of Krishna, and everything as an opportunity for us to connect ourselves with Krishna through devotional recollection and utilization and devotional service. And then, sarvam cha mai pashyati, everything is situated in Krishna. What does that mean? That essentially, Essentially means that actually that we are meant to, that everything is Krishna's energy, everything is meant to exist within Him. Everything is actually meant for His service. So everything is, whatever exists is either Krishna's para or apara prakriti. And it's para and apara prakriti that is there. So in this way, basically, sarvam cha mai pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami. Tasyaham na pranashyami. So that means, actually, what does it mean to be lost? Now Krishna will use the word pranashyami, pranashyati. Buddhinashat pranashyati. Krishna has talked about how, once we, in 2.62.63, that once we begin with dhyayatau vishayan bonsaha, then we move downward, downward, still there is buddhinashat pranashyati. There is the destruction that happens when the intelligence is destroyed. And then Krishna will tell again in 9.31 that Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhaktaha pranashyati. So we have these two usages. First is Krishna says if one contemplates on sense objects, then there will be a downward slide by which one will fall down. And then Krishna also says that I will ensure that my devotees will not fall. And now here he is saying, here, up to 9.31, it is more Krishna telling Arjuna, you declare that my devotees will never be destroyed. Here he is saying that, he is giving himself an assurance that, tasyaham na pranashyami. So basically, tasyaham na pranashyami sachamai na pranashyati. So I am not lost to them, nor are they lost to me. What this means is the relationship is never disrupted. The relationship is never destroyed. In the impersonal conception of liberation, enlightenment is seen often as the continuous perception of spiritual reality. That could mean Atma Tattva continues to pursue. But when one understands the personal nature of Krishna, you can understand that realization means to perceive Krishna directly. Perceive Krishna at a one-to-one level as the all-attractive Supreme Person. So, when we understand Krishna does, that He is the all-attractive Supreme Person, He is who is our eternal Lord, He is the person whom we want to serve eternally. Then the result of that realization is that we no longer fall prey to Krishna, Krishna's illusory energy. Because ultimately, what is illusion? The Bhagavatam, Chatushloki Bhagavatam, said that Ute artham yat pratiyeta na pratiyet chatme tadyatam vidyadatma no maya yatha bhasu yatha tamaha. Ute artham yat pratiyeta, that when we understand Rute Artham, when we think of something as valuable, but when we don't see its connection with Krishna, then that essentially is Maya. To see things as meaningful without seeing their connection with Krishna is the essence of Maya. And this conception of Maya can be overcome when we become intimately connected with Krishna through loving devotion. So when we understand that Krishna is our all-attractive Lord, and it is Krishna whom we are meant to serve, and when we devote ourselves to serving Krishna, then we transcend material existence, even while we are still in material existence physically. So essentially what happens is that enlightenment is a matter of a relationship. And as long as the relationship is there, then the enlightenment enlightenment stays fixed. So the yoga is situated in enlightenment, and in a state of enlightenment from which one does not fall. So this is an assurance that we can attain a state of enlightenment from which we will not return to illusion. No, while we are sadhakas, we always have the fear that, yes, I come out of illusion, that but again I go and fall back into illusion. So is it possible to attain a stage when we will be beyond illusion and not fall back into it? It is possible and it can be attained. And it will be attained when we come to this level of constant perception of Krishna, as in His, as seeing Him in everything and seeing everything in Him. So seeing Him, Him in everything refers to, it can refer to how the Paramatma, Adakshya, Dakshaya, Vishnu is present in everything. And if we can see everything in Him, can also refer to how the Mahavishnu, everything is present in Mahavishnu. That can also be one level of perception, but that was mentioned in the previous verse, 6.29. So 6.30 is talking about a higher level where we see everything in a more personal connection with Krishna. And that's why he's saying Maam over here. So when we see everything with that vision of love and everything becomes arena for reciprocating love with Krishna, then that brings everlasting ecstasy. Thank you.